Hello, my name is Sarah DeMaray. This is my husband, Ben. We are St. Rita's parishioners. We've been involved with the young adult ministry, most often seen at the 10:30 Sunday Mass. Father Peter, as he said, asked that we speak briefly about the parish's plans for the Magnificat House space. Starting this summer, St. Rita's will host an intentional community of lay Catholic young adults. So far, we have three people committed to living in this community, which we are calling Emmaus House. Community members will be St. Rita's parishioners and can be married couples or single persons in their 20s and 30s. This idea was inspired by our previous experiences with the Alliance for Catholic Education service program through the University of Notre Dame, which involves teachers living in faith-based communities around the country, including here in New Orleans.
Emmaus House will serve St. Rita's by maintaining a vibrant and hospitable space for parish activities, just as Magnificat House did. Emmaus House members offer hospitality, serve in other St. Rita's ministries, and participate in weekly communal meals and prayer. We will strive to witness to our community values of generous hospitality, loving service, simple and sustainable living, and just relationships. If you are a young adult interested in discerning living at Emmaus House, we're happy to answer any questions after Mass today. There will be an application and more information on the parish website soon, including an email address you can use to contact us directly. Whether or not you are a young adult, we appreciate your prayers and support as we begin this new ministry. We are grateful to Father Peter and the parish for supporting young adults as we strive to serve God through building community. Thank you. And we'll be outside after Mass today if anyone wants to say hi or,
yeah. Great, thank you, Sarah and Ben. We're certainly very thankful as a parish to see the new life that has occurred during just this last year. And very thankful specifically to Sarah and Ben for being open to wanting to live their faith, to connect their faith into their everyday life. And so the Emmaus House has been approved by the Archbishop, all of those things, is not just a house that has maybe some subsidized rent for it, but really something that moves in the mission of our parish. So please pray for it. Please pray that it is a success. And pray if you want to know more about the exciting future of St. Rita Parish and specifically of the Emmaus House, please speak to Ben and Sarah after Mass today.